This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
Welcome to the radio program Warning with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International and Eagle Saving Nations. Today's program is the second of two parts, where Dr. Hansen was the most honored guest and speaker at the convention Enjoying the Government of God Baptized in Fire at the Christiana Philippus Church under Apostle David Boorkas in Bogota, Colombia, recorded March 14, 2024. This was Dr. Hansen's opening day message, the first of 4 days in this convention. Dr. Hansen was speaking to apostles and pastors of 150 different churches from all over Colombia. We will join Dr. Hansen as he shares his message, The Government of God versus Moloch Ruling Colombia and the World. Now, let us continue where we left off yesterday.
Revelation 13:7.
Apocalipsis capítulo 13, números, versículo número 6.
And it was given unto him to make war with the saints.
También se le permitió hacer la guerra a los creyentes.
To overcome them.
Y vencerlos.
And power is given over him.
Y se le dio autoridad.
To all kindreds and tongues and nations.
Sobre toda tribu, pueblo, lengua y nación.
He calls us all, great and small, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or their foreheads.
A la bestia la adorarán todos los habitantes de la tierra, aquellos cuyos nombres no han sido escritos en el libro de la vida, el libro del cordero que fue sacrificado desde la creación del mundo.
And no man might buy or sell, save he has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name.
Para que nadie pudiera comprar ni vender a menos que llevara la marca que es en el nombre de la bestia o el número de ese nombre.
Are you hearing me?
¿Me están escuchando?
The battle lines are being drawn.
La Biblia no está siendo respetada.
Each person will have to choose who they really serve.
Y cuando los últimos tiempos vengan, las personas van a tener que elegir a quién le sirven. Wow.
The liberal, lukewarm, compromising Christian.
Tal vez al liberal que está haciendo que los cristianos comprometidos
would no longer be able to hide their faith like a coward.
Estos cristianos ya no van a ser capaces de esconder su fe como unos cobardes.
Jesus said,
Jesús dijo,
in John 15:18,
en Juan 15:18,
if the world hate you,
si el mundo te odia,
you know it hates me before you.
Tienes que saber que primero me odió a mí.
Luke 9:26,
en Lucas 9:26,
for whosoever shall be ashamed,
cualquiera que me niegue,
of me and my words,
a mí o a mis palabras,
of him shall the Son of Man,
de ese,
be ashamed,
se va a avergonzar el Hijo,
whom he shall come in his own glory,
cuando venga con su gloria,
and his Father's,
y con su Padre,
and the holy angels,
y con los santos ángeles.
We are living in very perilous times, dangerous times.
Estamos viviendo en tiempos difíciles y peligrosos.
The Bible tells us in John 4:8.
La Biblia nos dice en Santiago 4:8.
Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you.
Lleva la noche a Dios y Él llevará la noche a ti.
Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
Límpiese las manos, oh pecadores, y purifiquen sus mentes, personas de dos mentes.
I'm going to close with this.
Y me gustaría cerrar ahora con esto.
Tribulation Watch Newsletter, August 2020.
Where are you reading? All right. El periódico de tribulaciones de agosto del 2020.
Some are calling the coronavirus a pandemic.
Dice, algunos están llamando al coronavirus una pandemia.
The plan is to destroy the old order and bring us all into the new world order.
El plan es destruir el orden antiguo y traer sobre todos nosotros el nuevo orden mundial.
However, this new order will be nothing like the old freedom-loving world.
Sin embargo, este nuevo orden no va a ser nada como el antiguo.
The new world order will be nothing less than pure communism.
El nuevo orden no va a ser nada más que puro comunismo.
The new world order will have total dominion and control.
El nuevo orden mundial va a tener dominio total y control.
Over all the masses of the world.
Sobre todas las masas del mundo.
This will be done through human microchipping and vaccines.
Esto será hecho a través de implantar microchips por medio de vacunas.
Before he died,
antes de que él muriera,
Hollywood director and documentarian filmmaker Aaron Russo,
el director de Hollywood y creador de documentales Aaron Russo,
openly discussed his relationship with Nicholas Rockefeller.
Discutió abiertamente su relación con Nicholas Rockefeller,
of the Rockefeller family,
de la familia Rockefeller.
According to Russo,
de acuerdo a él,
Nicholas Rockefeller personally told them,
Nicholas Rockefeller él mismo le dijo a él,
the elite's ultimate goal,
que la última meta de las élites,
was to create a microchip population,
era crear una población que estuviera controlada bajo microchips.
The goal is to get everybody chipped,
la meta es tener a todos,
to control the whole society,
implantados con un chip que los permita controlar la
sociedad, to have the bankers and the elite people of the world control the world,
para que los banqueros y la élite del pueblo pudiera controlar el mundo.
They're trying to destroy the currencies.
Están intentando destruir nuestras monedas.
And make it so you're chipped.
Y hacer que no puedes hacer cosas si no estás marcado.
Or you can't buy or sell.
O no puedes comprar cosas.
This is real.
Esto es real.
This is what they're doing.
Esto es lo que están haciendo.
I could go into a lot more depth with evidence.
Yo no les puedo mostrar más evidencias de las que ya les he mostrado.
The Bible talks about sheep nations and goat nations.
La Biblia nos habla sobre naciones ovejas y naciones cabras.
If we're a sheep nation,
si somos una nación de ovejas,
we resist the new world order.
Resistimos este nuevo orden.
We resist this one world government.
Resistimos este nuevo intento de gobierno.
We will not be chipped.
No nos van a implantar.
Can you say amen?
¿Pueden decir amén?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Nos vamos a levantar.
We will resist.
Vamos a resistir.
The spirit of Moloch.
Ese espíritu de Moloch.
The spirit of a new world order.
Ese espíritu del nuevo orden mundial.
We will put in righteous leaders.
Vamos a levantarnos como líderes justos.
We will throw out evil leaders.
Y vamos a arrojar al fuego a los líderes malvados.
Can you say amen?
¿Puedes decir amén?
The Bible says if the righteous lead,
la Biblia dice que si un líder justo,
the people prosper.
Que si tenemos un líder justo, la gente
prospera. If evil men lead,
si este líder,
the righteous are persecuted.
Lidera, los justos son perseguidos.
They want to persecute Christians in every nation.
Porque sabemos que actualmente persiguen cristianos en todas las naciones.
I not only lead World Ministries International.
Y personalmente el ministerio que yo lidero, World Ministries International.
But I lead Eagle Saving Nations.
También lidero Eagle Saving Nations, otro ministerio.
The goal,
nuestra meta,
is in nation after nation.
Es que nación tras nación.
Unite the church.
Vamos a unir a la iglesia.
Unite the church.
Vamos a unir a la iglesia.
Did you hear me? Unite the church.
¿Me escucha usted? Unir a la iglesia.
Hallelujah.
Aleluya.
The church in Bogota is divided.
La iglesia en Bogotá está dividida.
We've got to unite the church.
Tenemos que unir a la iglesia.
When the church was united, Pentecost came down.
Cuando la iglesia se unió, el Pentecostés vino a nosotros.
To get the Christians into the stadiums.
Para poder llenar estadios con cristianos.
And let Pentecost come down once again.
Para que ese Pentecostés pueda bajar una vez más.
And so they have a daily baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Para que podamos día tras día bautizarnos en el Espíritu.
And the church can go out with power and authority.
Para que después de eso la iglesia pueda salir con poder y autoridad.
Instead of fear and intimidation.
Y no miedo e intimidación.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, aleluya.
We have to have another great awakening.
Tenemos la necesidad por otro nuevo despertar.
We have to have another great awakening.
Tenemos que tener otro nuevo despertar.
There has to be a national repentance.
Tenemos que buscar el arrepentimiento.
Only the church can lead it.
Y solo la iglesia lo puede liderar.
Can you say amen?
¿Puede decir amén?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
for your lives, for your freedom, for your families.
Usted está peleando no solo por su vida, sino por su libertad y por la de toda su familia.
If we don't have another great awakening,
si no tenemos este nuevo despertar,
that nation will come under tyranny.
Esta nación va a caer bajo tiranía.
You will come under the new world order.
Usted va a caer bajo el nuevo
orden. The spirit of Moloch will rule you.
Y todo lo que hablemos,
you'll be under pure communism.
Y vamos a vivir entre puro comunismo.
And the laws of God will be removed.
Y las leyes de Dios van a intentar ser eliminadas. Por eso la iglesia
levantarse,
levantarse,
arise,
levantarse,
arise,
levantarse,
arise,
levantarse.
Say, church, arise.
Diga, iglesia, levántate.
Church, arise.
Iglesia, levántate.
Aleluya.
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 We don't have to be afraid.
Ahora, esto no es para que tengamos miedo.
I've had people try to kill me.
A mí ya me han intentado matar.
I've had them attack.
He sido atacado.
And they froze and couldn't move.
Pero esa persona se terminó congelando y no se pudo mover.
I had a man threatened.
Un hombre me amenazó.
I warned him.
Y yo le advertí.
God can take the spirit right out of your mouth.
Dios puede arrebatar tu espíritu.
He continued to threaten.
Sígame amenazando.
And he fell over dead.
Me siguió amenazando y se cayó muerto.
Nobody can touch me unless God allows it.
Nadie me puede tocar porque yo estoy con Dios.
Can you say amen?
¿Puede decir amén?
Oh, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I had a leading apostle.
Tengo un apóstol.
He had a vision of me here in Bogotá.
Que es una delegación mía aquí en Bogotá.
He saw a terrorist come in with a machine gun.
Él también vio un atacante terrorista con una
metralladora.
And
then he saw seven angels appear.
Pero él terminó viendo siete ángeles apareciendo.
And the terrorist ran away.
Y este terrorista terminó huyendo de ellos.
I could tell you so many stories of angels appearing.
Podría contarle muchas historias sobre ángeles apareciendo.
Everywhere I go, there's a giant angel behind me.
A donde quiera que voy siempre hay un ángel gigante detrás mío.
Hallelujah!
Aleluya.
I was in a large meeting.
Yo estaba en una reunión grande, muchas personas.
And somebody was blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Y alguien estaba blasfemando contra el Espíritu Santo.
Do you know how you blaspheme the Holy Spirit?
¿Usted sabe cómo es la gente que blasfema
like
contra el Espíritu?
Ananias and Sapphira.
Again.
Like Ananias and Sapphira.
Así como Ananias y Sapphira.
You try to cover up your sins.
Intenta cubrir sus pecados.
And lie to the man of God.
Y mentirle a los hombres de Dios.
A large conference, a civic hall.
Una vez más, un estadio gigante, una conferencia muy grande.
And I had to go.
Y yo tuve que ir.
Usually I spoke for 3 hours and I ministered 3 hours.
Usualmente yo hablo por 3 horas y luego ministro por 3 horas.
My plane was late.
Pero
so I spoke for 3 hours.
Estábamos corridos de horario, así
but
que
I couldn't prophesy over people.
Pero no pude poner manos sobre la gente.
And so when I tried to excuse the people,
entonces intenté disculparme con esas personas.
A man grabbed me.
Y un señor me agarró.
He was sitting in front.
Y estaba aquí sentado al frente.
He said, "Prophet, I won't let you go."
Y él dijo, "Señor, no lo voy a dejar irse."
Unless you give me a word.
A no ser que usted me dé una palabra.
He was used to these pillow prophets.
Él era uno de estos profetas
who see nothing,
que no ven cosas,
but they make things up,
sino que se las inventan.
Wow.
I won't let you go, prophet.
Oh, profeta, no te dejaré ir.
Now I can't give a word unless God shows me.
Entonces, yo no puedo dar una palabra a no ser que Dios me la dé.
But God revealed.
Dios es el que revela.
I said, "Are you sure you want the word?"
Yo le dije, "¿Estás seguro que quieres esta palabra?"
Are you sure?
¿Estás seguro?
The woman next to you is your wife.
La mujer que tienes al lado es tu esposa.
You have two other children by two other women.
Tienes otros dos hijos con otras dos mujeres.
Who you did not marry.
Con las que no estás casado.
Immediately he let me go.
Inmediatamente él me soltó.
He did not want another word from God.
Esa palabra sí no la quería.
Wow. But God wasn't done with him.
Pero Dios tenía una palabra para
get on your knees.
Le dijo,
ask God to forgive you.
Pídele perdón a Dios.
Ask all these people to forgive you.
Pídele a todas esas personas.
Ask your wife to forgive you.
Pídele a tu esposa que te perdone.
And he repented on the spot.
Y él ahí mismo se arrepintió.
It's time for the Holy Ghost.
Es tiempo para el Espíritu.
To rule Bogotá again.
Para que reine sobre Bogotá
otra vez. It's time that we fill the stadiums.
Es tiempo para que llenemos
el estadio. And have the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Donde todos sean bautizados por el Espíritu Santo.
And that the church.
Para que la iglesia.
Rises up.
Se levante una vez.
Like a lion.
Como un león.
The lion of Judah.
El león de Judá.
And says, thus says the Lord.
Porque así dice el Señor.
Let my people go.
Ríense por todas las naciones.
Can you say amen?
Amén.
Oh, aleluya.
Aleluya.
Years ago I came here, they invited me, Roosevelt and others.
Hace algunos años yo vine acá, me invitó Roosevelt y otras personas.
To speak to 23,000 apostles.
Y le estamos hablando 23,000 apóstoles.
I became familiar with your apostle.
Ahí tuve la oportunidad de conocer a este apóstol de Dios.
I discerned a righteous man.
Conocí a este hombre justo.
We're in relationship.
Y formamos una relación.
He asked me to be his spiritual father.
Y él ahora mismo me llama su padre espiritual.
I agreed.
Y estoy de acuerdo.
And to spiritually lead this network.
Y todo ese espíritu, bajo ese mismo espíritu hemos construido toda esta red.
And this network is going to arise.
Y este trabajo de este hombre. Es
this network is going to arise.
Esta red se va a levantar.
Can you say amen? Oh, aleluya.
Aleluya.
And fire is going to flow.
Y el fuego va a fluir.
Fire is going to flow.
El fuego va a fluir.
Fire is going to flow.
El fuego va a fluir.
Hallelujah.
Aleluya.
Receive the Holy Ghost.
Reciban el
Espíritu. Receive the Holy Ghost.
Reciban el Espíritu.
Receive the Holy Ghost.
Reciban el Espíritu.
Receive the Holy Ghost.
Reciban el Espíritu.
Can you say amen?
Puedes decir amén.
Let's rise to our feet.
Levantémonos.
Let's rise to our feet.
Levantémonos.
Let's rise to our feet.
Levantémonos.
Hallelujah.
Aleluya.
Let's rise to our feet.
Levantemos.
Lift your hands.
Levante sus manos.
Lift your hands.
Levante sus manos.
We need another great awakening.
Necesitamos otro nuevo despertar.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, aleluya.
Receive the Holy Ghost.
Reciban el Espíritu Santo.
Okay, esto dice el Señor.
This is what the Lord says.
Yo estaba hablando con el apóstol Jonathan.
I was talking before with Apostle Jonathan today.
Sobre que el espíritu del anticristo se ha levantado.
About the Antichrist spirit lifting up.
Quiere meternos inclusión a nuestras escuelas.
He's talking about inclusion in our schools.
Ideologías de género.
Gender ideologies.
Y quiere apagar a los pastores.
And he wants to shut down the pastors.
Pastores que buscan lo suyo propio.
Pastors who are seeking for their own interest.
Otros que solo traen condenación.
Others who are only preaching about condemnation.
Y no traen gracia de Dios.
And are not bringing God's mercy.
Otros que traen libertinaje.
Others are preaching about doing what you want to do.
Y tampoco enseñan que hay juicio para el libertinaje.
But they're not teaching about judgment
pero
for.
Pastor y yo hablábamos.
But we were talking before.
En medio de una entrevista.
Among when we were doing the interview for all the world, that when you have the fire of the Holy Ghost, the true grace,
la gracia, la santidad,
the grace and the holiness,
los milagros, las señales,
miracles and signals happen.
La Biblia dice,
the Bible says
que podemos dormir,
that we will be able to sleep
las 10 vírgenes durmieron.
Because the temple just left.
Pero que en el momento que el Espíritu nos despierta,
but in the moment that the Spirit
se evidencia
wakes us up,
quién tiene aceite y quién no.
We know who has oil and who does not.
Y hablábamos de que aquí en Colombia,
and we were talking about that
se va a levantar un remanente de ministros con aceite.
We will have a rise up of ministers with oil.
Y él me decía que él vino aquí.
And you were telling me that you came here
para decirle a los que tienen aceite.
To say to those who have
que
oil.
Hora de fluir con señales verdaderas.
That it's time to flow with
con
real signals. With real miracles.
Contra el espíritu del anticristo.
Against the spirit of the Antichrist.
Porque ahora,
because now.
Hay quien lo detiene.
There's
who will stop him.
And it's the Holy Spirit in the
church.
A church that Christ.
Entonces, ningún espíritu.
And no spirit.
Ni Moloch.
No Moloch.
Ni el anticristo.
Nor the Antichrist.
Prevalecerá.
Will prevail.
Porque hablábamos con el doctor.
pastor,
because we were talking before
en entrevista,
in your interview,
que cuando la iglesia se levanta,
that when the church raises up, the darkness goes back.
Y el doctor me decía,
and you were telling me
que él ha venido,
that you came
para hablarle a la iglesia,
to talk to the church
de los tiempos finales,
about the final time.
Pero para decirle a la iglesia,
but also to say the church, that the Holy Spirit is taking care of them jealously. And he wants to light up the church again. So let's stop talking about ourselves. And let Jesus to be glorified. So when we put, when we lay hands, miracles happen by themselves. Because everyone who has the Holy Spirit, we were talking it before. You hugged me during the interview. And I told you that any who has the Holy Spirit, when he's praying, makes you shake the world. And it's time that the places start shaking with the presence of the Holy Spirit. You were telling me that you are a different apostle, because where you go, things stop. But that your heart was sad about apostles that do not go, want to go with places, because they ask for limousines, they're asking for money and for hotels. But that Jesus knows that in the abundance, and he also knew how to live without abundance. But you were telling me that we need here in Colombia, that the prophecy that you gave 5 years ago about that tyrant government, you were telling me that when you came, people was trying to not let you talk. And that happened. But you were telling me that you came specifically for us. You had no other compromises. And you also told me that you came with the honor for the Holy Spirit to tell the church to light up. To start blazing. Because God is not falling in the hands of the occupants. How many of you guys believe? Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Let's pray.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Ignite the church.
La iglesia se enciende. La iglesia se enciende.
Wake up the church.
Despierta, iglesia.
In the name of Jesus.
En las llamas de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Are you enjoying this message with Dr. Hansen, where he shared the message, Government of God versus Moloch Ruling Colombia and the World? This message ignited fire in this convention, a fire that needs to continue. Dr. Hansen seeks to return to bring more fire, guidance, and counsel to these apostles and the church at large throughout Colombia. 5 years ago, he prophesied that if the church didn't rise up and speak the truth, they will come under tyranny and have a communist president. That is what has happened. Crime and violence is throughout the nation, and only the power of God through His people, the church, can stop this. Please share your donation to bring Dr. Hansen back to Colombia. They want him back there to bring more fire, to ignite the church, to bring the message of truth that brings repentance. Go to worldministries.org and share with major credit cards, PayPal, and Zelle. If you use Zelle, the reference is warning@worldministries.org. warning@worldministries.org. The telephone, 360-629-5248. 360-629-5248. If you wish to send a check, make it out to WMI, and on the notes line, write Columbia Revival. Address the envelope to World Ministries International, P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. That is P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. make out the check to WMI. On the notes line, write Columbia Revival, and this will help Dr. Hansen return to bring revival fire to Columbia. A fire has been lit. It needs to be fanned into flame. Please do what you can. Columbia is in the balance.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made-for-television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.